Joe, would you let me know if you could hear me on this blog talk radio? Let me see. It should be all right. Ooh, good evening. Oh, blog talk audio loud and clear. Jessica said, great. You won't believe this, but from 6 o'clock this morning, I'm still sitting in the same position, went from one computer to the other one. But I really wrote something I really like. That's what really took up the time. Well, a lot of the time, because I was working on it. But I'm getting pretty good at this repair business. At this repair business. But while I was sitting here working, I thought about an old song that I really, really had to dig up. I just want to share it with you. It's one of my old favorites. It's so true.
Your grace and mercy brought I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank you and praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought me through. Oh,
I want you to just think about that for a minute. God's grace and his mercy. Maybe we could hear a little bit one more time.
Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank you and praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought me through. Oh,
your grace and mercy. God's wonderful grace and mercy. I bet some of you could tell us some stuff about grace and mercy. Well, I guess I want to tell you something tonight. Since I've been here all day, I think I'm just going to do a little bit of deliverance. I'm going to hit one familiar spirits. And I'm going to hit those spirits. Maybe you forgot that I told you about last night. I'm going to hit them. And then I'm going to, I'm gonna do a little deliverance on familiar spirits and some things that I want to hit because they've been bothering me a little bit, and I'm looking at them, and I think I might as well go on and knock them out, get them out the way, and move on. I'm going to figure this out, but I'm going to teach you those fruit and those spirits, fruits and gifts. But I want you to remember something.
Y'all ready to go to church? Come on, put them hands in here. Come on, let's go to church.
Stop.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, you said in your word, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. I'm calling upon you tonight for some kind of unusual deliverance. Lord God, first of all, I ask you to forgive me for all my sins, known, unknown, omission, commission. And Lord, if I'm holding anything in my heart against anybody for anything, Lord God, don't let them be subject to those demons. And I ask for forgiveness tonight. Lord, I'm coming after Jesus, and I'm coming after your word, which says two things. It says a lot of things, God, but I want to bind and rebuke familiar spirits and the supporting spirits to familiar spirits. And I want to bind and rebuke the spirit of pain in the name of Jesus. I want to bind and rebuke joint pain. And then, God, whatever you say, I bind Satan in the second heaven, and I bind the demons on earth. I bind them from drawing strength from the second heaven. In the name of Jesus, I bind up all demons from any false works in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, the first spirit that works with familiar spirits is the spirit of forgetfulness. Lord God, I'm going to bind up the spirit of forgetfulness. And your word says in 2 Peter 1:9, for he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Your word says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Your word also says in Proverbs 10:7, the memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. So, Father God, right now, I bind up all spirits of fullness, memory loss, and especially forgetfulness with supporting spirits of witchcraft. I bind you off the mind. I bind up mind-binding spirits. I command you to go right now. Go. Get out. Go. Go. Forgetfulness, short-sightedness, even to blindness. Go. 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 In the name of Jesus. Get out right now. Get out. Forgetfulness that works with ingratitude. Get out. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Holy Spirit, you says in your word, regard not them that have familiar spirits, neither seek after wizards to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. Father God, I want to bind up all familiar spirits, family spirits, demonic spirits that are hidden, but they're unique to any particular ancestry or family under the sound of my voice. I want to bind up surveillance spirits, and I want to bind up spirits that gather information against families and use them against the people in the family. All familiar spirits, go! Get out. Come up and out. come up and out. Go! All transference of familiar spirits, come up and out. Go! Get out in the name of Jesus. Out. Come out. Unlink yourself. Go! Come on out. Come on out. Come on out of those people who think they don't have any, but they're there because they were implanted or transferred from another person. All familiar spirits. Go! Get out. Get out. Spirits of deception that work with spirits of deception and spirits of seduction, seducing spirits. Go! Come on out. Come on out. Even from babies and little children. Because remember, spirits don't have size. You can take a one-day-old baby. It's got a full-grown size spirit. Go! Come on out. Thank you, Father. I want to cast out of anybody under the sound of my voice the spirit of Baal that has been drawn down from any modern-day witch, wizard, or magician. I command the spirit of Baal, come out of hiding. Go! Get out. Come on out, Baal. Go! Get out. In the name of Jesus, get out. Get out. Come on out, Baal. Even if you walked through that altar, maybe in Central Park, or if you've been to New York City and you've been in Central Park, go! Come on out, Baal. Or Houston, especially Houston too, and Detroit, Michigan. Go! Get out. They have erected altars to Baal. If you've been in Nashville, you know they have the Parthenon. Go! In Nashville. In the name of Jesus. The spirit of slumber that causes prayerlessness. In the name of Jesus, you work with unfamiliar spirits too. Come on out. Make people sleep all the time. Sleep their life away. Sleep their goodness and fortune away. Go! Come on out. Get out of that body. Go! In the name of Jesus. Lord God, your word says, Israel's watchmen are blind. They are all without knowledge. They are all mute dogs. They cannot bark, panting, lying down. They love to slumber. That's sleep. Go! Come on out. In the name of Jesus. Now, Father, there's another spirit that works with those familiar spirits called unfruitfulness. Yeah. Matthew 21:19, seeing a lone fig tree at the roadside, he went to it and found nothing but leaves on it, and he said to it, never again will fruit come from you, and at once the fig tree withered. Lord God, one of the first commandments that you gave to man in the Garden of Eden was to be fruitful. Fruitfulness is an essential part of our existence here on earth. I command, I bind up all you spirits. I'm binding you up. As I command you to go, you will go to the pit. Holy Spirit, seal it up until the day of judgment by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, I bind up all these spirits. I renounce you as I'm calling you out. Unfruitfulness. Go! Come on out. Come on out. Even curses of unfruitfulness, I break your power. Go! Come on out. Come on out. Come on out. Another spirit that works with the familiar spirits is failure. The Bible says, so Saul died for his trespass, which he committed against the Lord for his failure to keep the word of the Lord, and also because he consulted a medium regarding a spirit of the dead to inquire of her. I bind up the spirit right now, failure. Go! Get out. Go, failure. Come out. Loose the man. Go, loose the man. Go, loose the man. Generational failure. I break your power. Go, Father God. I ask you to look back and look forward, Lord God, and put success in their bloodline. Put success in their path, Lord God. Let them not flounder. There's a spirit that causes people to flounder and then not succeed. Go! Get out. Procrastination, too. Go! Get out. Get out! Go! Get out the body. Loose that body and come up and out. Another spirit that works with that familiar spirit is the spirit of delay. You see, delay can build up. Go! I break any curses of delay. I break and destroy the power of any delay unloosed from any person, living or dead, divination, necromancy, attached to delay. Go! Get out. You God, I felt that. I felt that. Go! Come on out. Come on out right now. Go, delay. Go, spirit of delay. Get out. Go, Lucy Stronghold. Go. 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 Go, delay. Go, delay. Come on out, delay. Come on out. I break your power. I break the power of the stronghold of delay. Go! Get out. Go out now. According to Deuteronomy 1, 6, and 7, the Lord our God spoke to us at Horeb, saying, you have stayed long enough on this mountain. Turn and resume your journey and go to the hill country of the Amorites and to all their neighbors in the Arabah, in the hill country and in the lowland, in the Negev, south country, and on the coast of the Mediterranean Sea, the land of the Canaanites and Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates. Go, delay. Get out. Go. That spirit to have you walking in the same circle, all with the intent and purpose of delaying your success. Go! That spirit that causes people to raise up and weigh you down. Why? So that you will be delayed in the name of Jesus. Go! Another spirit work with that demon of familiar spirits is sabotage and self-sabotage. Okay? It says, if you have been snared with the words of your lips, if you've been trapped by the speech of your mouth, in the name of Jesus, my son, release yourself from the obligation. Since you have come into the hand of your neighbor, go humble yourself and plead with your neighbor to pay his debt and release you. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 2 and 3. Go! I break the power of sabotage and all self-sabotage. Go! Get out now. Go, sabotage. The Lord God rebuke you. I terminate your assignment of sabotage. Go! Get out. Get out! Get out! Go, sabotage. In the name of Jesus, right now. Another spirit work with that them familiar spirits is pride. According to Daniel 4 and 37, now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and exalt and honor the King of Heaven, for all his works are true and faithful, and his ways are just. And he is able to humiliate and humble those who walk in self-centered, self-righteous pride. Go! Get out, pride. Go! You will no longer be a stumbling block and a rock of offense. Go right now. Get out of that body. Go! Another demon that works with them familiar spirits and wizards. I bind up every wizard, every shaman that has any kind of psychic, soulish, witchcraft hold on anybody under the sound of my voice. Go! Get out. Get out. I break your power. I break your power in the name of Jesus. I break it right now. I break your power. I bind up and rebuke all lying spirits. Go! All lying spirits. Get out. Go, 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 go. Go! Get out. Lying spirits that operate with the spirit of persuasion to bend your will toward lies. Go! Get out, lying spirits. Go! Get out. The more lying spirits tell you you're going to be sick, you're going to die. Go! In the name of Jesus. They're liars. Jesus said you will live to declare the good works of the Lord. Another demon that worked with the familiar spirits is trauma. Trauma. They cause trauma. They go way back. They'll dig up some kind of trauma 100 years old, spirits, if they can. I bind the spirit of trauma. Now, deep hurt, pain, trauma. Come out the heart. Come out the heart right now. Get out. Get out the heart. Deep hurt, pain, and trauma. Come out the heart. Let the heart go. Let the heart go, trauma. Deep hurt, come out the heart. Come out the heart. Loose the heart. Come out, deep hurt. Deep hurt, trauma, pain. Come on out. Come on. And I command that root of bitterness to come out the gallbladder. Come out the gallbladder, that root of bitterness, up and out. Trauma, come on out. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Go. Get out. Now, come out of the lower back, and come out of the hip bones. Come on out. Go, 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 go. Come on out. Pain, misery, trauma. I break the power of that misery curse right now. Get out of the lower back. That's right. Go. 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 Come on out. Come out the hip bones. Get out. As a matter of fact, get out the bones, period. Go. Get out the bones. Go. Get on out. Get out the bones in the name of Jesus right now. Come on out. I bind and rebuke cancer. Go, cancer. Get out. Get out. Now, Lord God, I thank you. Every area that's been emptied out, heal. Heal the mind. Lord God, I bind and rebuke them crazy spirits insanity and mental retardation. Familiar spirits, get out. Get out. Familiar spirits of insanity, mental retardation at whatever functioning level, go. Deep hurt and pain, come out the heart. Come out of the heart. I told you to get out the heart. Get out the heart. Get out the heart. Spirit of a victim, come on out. Come on out. Spirit of a victim and victimization, come on out. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Get out, get out, get out, get out, get out. Come off somebody's mouth. Your mouth is being untwisted right now. You feel it. Because that spirit is in your mouth. Come on out the mouth. Come on out. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, feel. Holy Spirit, every area that's been emptied out. Feel, feel, heal, feel. Breathe and receive healing right now. Breathe and receive. Breathe and receive. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. By your stripes, that joint, those joints, the joints are healed. Joints. It's like it's a joint, an elbow joint and a bone. God's healing the bones and the joints. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you this evening. Thank you, thank you, thank you this evening, oh God, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God is healing somebody's lungs. He's healing your lungs. Your lungs had something in them, and they're going back like a normal lung supposed to look on an x-ray. And there ain't going to be no spots and no more whatever that was in the lungs. Thank you, God. Thank you. 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 Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. I thank you, Father God, for unexpected money. I thank you, Father God, for miraculous money and miraculous sums of money to meet every need and fulfill the desires of the heart according to your plan and your purpose. Just beginning. It's just beginning. It's just beginning. Thank you, God. Thank you so much. Thank you. And thank you for knowledge. How to fix that computer. I appreciate that. I appreciate everything you've done today for me, and I appreciate everything you've done for the men and women of God today. I don't think you could have done it any better, but God, I'm in expectation of bigger, 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 bigger things to come. Yes. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Thank you.
Don't forget, all it's going to take is a little faith. It don't take much, just a little faith. I'll see you in the morning. A little faith.
I walk the streets, I hear your voices, I put my arm around a pain. I see your walk, I feel your struggle. I know you wonder if your hopes run out. But you don't need much. No, it doesn't take a lot. Yeah, all you need is a touch. I can work with what you got.
I can work with what you got. Work with what you got. to write the morning drinks. Just the word, that's all it takes.
Retaliation, lashback. You could not take revenge, retaliate, or lashback on anybody who took part of deliverance, any family member, or any generational family member in the name of Jesus. Go! So-